happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Theaters.org.
If your roof's off the leak or your floor's really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Dush Coatings. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And this is episode 2471. You can listen when you want by following the show at moneypit.com/podcast. Hey, I hope you guys are having a great weekend. If you are planning a project for this weekend and need some help, that would be a great topic to reach out to us for. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can go to moneypit.com/ask. So if you've got a project you want to get done, need help solving a problem, you got a decorating dilemma, whatever you want to get done in and around your house, we can probably offer a solution that will move the project along. If you help yourself first by reaching out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Hey, coming up on today's episode, winter can be very rough on roofs, and it's a good time to plan for repair, rejuvenation, or replacements. We're going to tell you what those options are and how you know when to make that call.
And if you're in the market for a new appliance, you might be surprised to find out which brands ranked the most reliable and which ranked the least. We're going to share the results of Consumer Reports' latest reliability rankings.
And if you're finding you need more storage room in your house, your attic might be an option, but only if it's got a solid floor. So we're going to share tips on the best way to add floor space without impacting your home's structure or its energy efficiency.
But first, do you feel like you're in a constant game of tug of war with your house and that your house is winning? Well, we are here to help you take back that lead. Plus, we are also giving away the new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit to one listener drawn at random. With this kit, you can add a smooth-as-glass granite surface right over your old countertop.
So reach out to us right now with your questions. The number again is 888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or go to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Jill in Washington's on the line with a question about a foundation. What's going on in your money pit?
We're having a small house built up here in the great, beautiful state of Washington, and the builder is recommending a double set of, how do I say it, for drainage. He wants to really be sure that the drainage all is tight-lined. One system will be tight-lined that joins with the downspouts from the roof, and then the other is kind of like a perforated long 200-foot piece of hose with a sleeve over it. Do you recommend both of those? Is that overkill, or how would you do it?
So we're talking about surface drainage here, or we're talking about gutter drainage, or both? These sounds like, from your description, that these are all running away from the house. Is that right?
Yes. He wants it around the, they've simply just finished the foundation and are about to do the backfill, before they do the backfill, they want two drainage systems put in place. One is a hard, I'm not sure of the correct terminology, it's a 4-inch pipe.
Yeah, one's for the downspouts and one's for the foundation, is that correct?
Correct. Exactly.
No, I mean, I think he's doing it right, and those steps will help. The one really important thing is that when he's done with this, is not only do those downspouts have to be extended away from the house, but you want to make sure that that finished grade also has a pitch that drops at least about 6 inches over the first 4 feet, because with new construction, you'll get a lot of settlement, and you got to have good pitch. But if you have downspouts that are extended out away from the house and you have good pitch, you'll never have to worry about a water infiltration problem. And I also don't suspect that those additional foundation drains will really come into use much, if at all. But since it's all fully open right now, there's no harm in doing that.
Okay. So it's just bite the bullet and just put both systems in.
Yeah. Now, have they put the gutters in yet?
Oh, no. The house isn't even built yet. No.
Okay. So here's a good tip. Most builders are going to put in what's called a 4-inch K-style gutter. That's a standard gutter. Opt for the next size up. It's a 6-inch gutter for two reasons. Number one, it holds more runoff from your roof. It doesn't get overwhelmed. And number two, it doesn't clog as easily because the downspouts are much bigger.
I see. What a great tip.
Okay. And they're not that much more expensive either.
Great. Well, you know what? When we get to that point, I'm going to call the show back and because it always rains up here, and I will let you know that we took your grand advice and how it all came out.
All right. Can't wait. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Good luck with that brand new home.
Thank you so much.
Building a new money pit.
Building something new that will become a money pit.
That's right. As beautiful and luxurious as these homes are, we know that everybody's house becomes a money pit sooner or later. And so that's why we're in the money pit prevention business.
All right, next up, we've got Randall on the line joining us here at the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Got a condo. The condominium complex was built in probably the early 60s to the mid-60s. I did a recent renovation of the entire complex, and when they completed the plumbing process in my bathroom, after they finished everything, they put new faucets, new tub shower combo, and now whenever you turn on any of the water faucets, there's a rusty brown color that comes from the faucet, and only comes out for about 3 to 5 seconds, and then it clears immediately and goes away. But I never had this problem ever before prior to doing the renovation, and I don't have it in any of the other rooms except for the master bedroom that is kind of connected to the same pipes. So I'm just wondering if my plumber had put in the wrong piping to go into the fixtures, or if it's rust that's built up in the old pipes since it's such an older complex.
Anything is possible. It's kind of hard to diagnose why that's happening, but I'll tell you where the solution lies, and it's not that complicated of a project, and that's at the main water line when it comes into the unit. What I would do is I would put a whole house water filter right there. They're not terribly expensive. You do have to turn off the main water line, and this is a plumbing job, so you'd have to hire a plumber for it to cut in the filter. But the filters can last anywhere from 3 months to a year or more, depending on which, you know, type of system you buy. And the filter at that level is designed to take out the bigger particulates like rust. You know, it can improve taste, but it's mostly designed to take out particulates. So if you put it there, no matter where it's coming from, that will pull it out.
Now, let me ask a question, because I was told possibly that I need to flush my hot water heater.
I mean, I guess it's possible, but frankly, I don't really see the need to do hot water heater flushing unless you have really hard water. I don't think you can't really hurt it by doing it. But I will tell you, sometimes when you do flush the water heater, you will find that the valve at the bottom, you can open it, but then it becomes hard to close. It doesn't close all the way. You also have to release the pressure relief valve on the side, and that also can get kind of clogged with debris, and sometimes it doesn't close all the way. So if you do take on that project, keep in mind that you might end up having to do more than you counted on, because what you would do is turn the water valves off to it at the top, and then you would open up the hose at the bottom. You would probably have a rubber hose connected to that, by the way, going to a sink, and you would have to pull open the tab on the pressure relief valve on the side to let air into the tank. Otherwise, it won't drain. So,
okay.
I mean, it's possible that you can do that. But I'm very cautious about that because I know from experience that sometimes when you mess with those valves that haven't been opened or touched in years, they don't always go back.
Right, right. Okay. All right, great. I really appreciate Cheryl's comments and help, and I'll lean maybe towards the filter system like you were discussing, and I'll go from there.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Hope you have had a wonderful Thanksgiving and you're kicking off the holiday season doing all of the things you love with the people you love. Coming up this hour, is your roof ready for replacement? We're going to share how to know if your roof's got to go next.
Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from Fluidmaster. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. Fluidmaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and you are listening to the Money Pit, where we make DIY doable. So whether you're doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
If you guys reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, you'll get two things. One, you'll get the answer to your home improvement or decor question. And two, you might just get a chance to win the new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit. This is a new DIY kit from Deich Coatings and allows homeowners to add a smooth as glass granite surface
over countertops, tables, vanities, you name it. It's a real stone resurfacing system. It looks and performs just like real granite. The kits retail for $149 or $229, depending on whether you want to cover 20 or 40 square feet. They're available online with free shipping at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. We've got one of the new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kits going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Call us now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Catherine's on the line and needs some help, potentially with a holiday gift. What's going on?
My daughter has a white marble countertop that is very badly stained. I wonder if that product you were just talking about, if it is something that can go over existing stained marble. If it is, that might be what they get for Christmas.
Yeah, you're talking about Dice Coatings product. It's called Marble Dream, and it's a marble resurfacing kit. Now, Dice does tell us that the product will work over stone, so that's what you have there. It works over laminate, concrete, plywood, stone, pre-coated and solid surfaces. So I do think you could use the marble resurfacing kit on top of real marble that's completely worn out. And it's a pretty easy project to do. You can do it in a week, and you basically put on the Marble Dream base coats first, and you let that dry, and then you put a sealant on top of that, and you're pretty much good to go. Not terribly expensive either. So check that out at DaichCoatings.com. It's DaichCoatings.com. And, yes, I think it would be great under the holiday tree as well.
I was going to say, that makes a pretty good gift. Now, if you were going to give the gift and do the project, that's an even better gift.
That'd be a better gift. Well, now that we are in the roughest weather season of the year, it's a good time to plan for roof repair, rejuvenation, or a replacement that might be needed to be done to keep your home nice and dry. But what is the smartest way to go? Repair, replace, or rejuvenate?
Well, first of all, you've got to evaluate the wear and tear situation of your roof. Now, roof shingles are made from a glass fiber that's covered with an asphalt coating. And as the sun heats that roof, the asphalt dries out. So you got to check the roof for signs of wear and tear, like worn spots, cracked shingles, curled shingles, or even just missing shingles.
Now, if your roof is leaking, the first thing to check is the roof flashing. That could be the only cause of your leak. Now, if flashing is loose or it's deteriorated, it's probably responsible for most of those roof leaks. So you really need to check that out first, because that's actually not a terrible thing to have to fix.
Now, if you do need to replace your roof and have a single layer of shingles, you can usually add one additional layer of shingles right on top to give you a total of two layers, but we really don't recommend this. And here's why. A second roof layer, it's not going to cool as well in those hot summer months, and that will help it wear out a lot quicker than those single layer roofs would. Now, if you've got a worn section and maybe it's just limited to a kind of small area, you can repair it, but if the entire roof is looking this way, you really have to start thinking about rejuvenation or simply replacing.
Now, if your roof is only moderately worn, rejuvenation is a great option. Now, one of our longtime sponsors, RoofMax, does this. They developed a process where your roof is treated with a plant-based food-grade non-toxic oil, which can add 5 or more years of life to the roof. It's a safe, easy, proven, and very affordable alternative that can be done at a fraction of the cost of a roof replacement. We did this to a house my mom was moving out of in Florida, and, man, it worked great. Got the house sold and restored the roof for another 5 years.
Now, if you do need to replace your roof and you have a single layer of shingles up there, you can usually add an additional layer right on top for a total of 2 layers of shingles, but we really don't recommend doing this. And here's why. A second roof layer is going to make it not cool as well during those hot summer months, and then that causes those shingles to wear out a lot more quickly than a single layer of roofing would.
Now, speaking of overheating, if you do need a new roof, make sure you improve your roof ventilation at the same time, because cool attics will help keep the roof cooler, and the cool roofs are just going to last a lot longer.
Heading over to Delaware, where Rosalind is on the line about a marble question. What's going on?
Yes, I'm Gary. I'm Rosalind's husband.
Oh, hi, Gary.
Yes. Hi, Gary. How can we help you?
Yes, we have a question. We bought a marble table, and we didn't know that it needed to be sealed. How do we go about doing that?
Gary, are you calling because you've stained it, and now you're sort of stuck and want to, like, work backwards, or you're just preemptively doing some work?
We had stained it. We got the stain out, but we didn't know that it needed to be sealed.
And is it a new marble table, or is it sort of like an older piece that's maybe lost its surface finish over time?
No, it's new.
Brand new. So now there's a couple of different kinds. You may have a honed piece of marble, which doesn't have any polish on it at all, and it's meant to sort of have that like chalky, unfinished look to it. And then there's a, you know, a more high polished finish that looks like it has a glaze to it where it's like shiny. Now there's a couple of different ways to achieve that. There are professional products that you can get at your local, you know, a place where you might get granite or marble countertops, and they have a sealant. Sometimes it's better if they do it. I know when you have marble or granite countertops, they should be reapplying that glaze every 3 to 5 years. If it's a lighter color, it should be more often. But with a piece like that, you might be able to just get away with some marble polish, which will give you a shine and give you a bit of a more protective surface on there. But there really doesn't seem to be a homeowner type of glaze that you can get to apply, because it is truly like a mixed different bunch of parts that are meant to be applied, you know, very systematically, very carefully.
Okay, so now I can get that at a local home goods store or something like that?
Yeah, I would definitely get a marble polish and, you know, follow the directions and apply that, you know, exactly the way you're told. And that'll give you a nice sheen on it and make it much more durable. If you want something that's much more shiny and really meant to coat and protect the surface, I would head on over to, you know, a local vendor near you that does marble and granite countertops and ask them for a product. They might have something that's DIY, or they might be willing to take the piece and coat it for you. You know, since it's a small table, it shouldn't be much of a charge.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
All right. Thank you.
I love that Rosalind's putting up her husband, Gary, to make the call.
Get on the phone, Gary.
She's like, talk to these people because you're going to have to fix this.
Now we've got Rob in Maryland on the line with a building with a dirt floor, and he needs some help with it. How can we help you?
Yeah, hi. I have an 18-foot diameter round space outside. It's a little hut, and I have a dirt floor. And I just want to see if there's some type of a concrete that I can just pour down there or pour on it, and it'll just find its own level.
Well, I mean, concrete to some extent finds its own level. You have access to this space, right? Is there any reason you can't float it out?
Yeah, there's. It's easy to do.
So then what you're going to want to do is a couple of things. First of all, this is an unheated space?
Correct.
All right. So what you want to do is you would want to make sure that the dirt is solidly tamped down, right? And then you're going to add concrete to that to a thickness of at least 4 inches, but maybe even 6. And then float the concrete. It takes a little skill. You're going to have to do some research on how to do this. But essentially, when the concrete comes off the truck, there's stone that's embedded in it. And as you spread it out with a shovel and a rake, you sort of float it. You shake it with a float, a trowel. It's like a big trowel. And then the stones sink to the bottom of the concrete, and sort of the cream comes to the top, and that's what gives you that nice finish. And you'll sort of work the concrete smooth and then work your way out the door. So I think it's as simple as putting in a concrete slab floor.
Is there anything like a dust cover?
Yeah, I mean, there's plastic dust covers and things like that. But, I mean, you want a floor that you can actually use. So the concrete is the best way to go.
Okay. All right.
I mean, you could probably do something with brick pavers, but it would be a lot of work because you'd have to cut all those round edges.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Happy holidays, everybody. If you are in the market for gifting yourself a new appliance, you might be surprised to find out which brands ranked the most reliable and which ranked the least. We're going to share the results of Consumer Reports' latest reliability rankings when the Money Pit returns.
YSL Beauty is bringing together experts from around the world to host a live stream during the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. A shocking 4 women are killed by their partner or ex-partner every single day in the US. Here's Julia Love, founder of the Abuse Is Not Love program, on what to expect from the stream and to explain the global call to action on healthy relationship education in our schools.
Research shows that young people often lack education on what an abusive or healthy relationship looks like, and those aged 16 to 24 are disproportionately affected by IPV. On this live stream, we'll be discussing the warning signs of abuse and how to better seek or offer help. Abuse in relationships is a global issue that requires a collective approach. So this is also a call to action to start implementing healthy relationship education everywhere and preventing intimate partner violence before it starts. To find out more, tune into the live stream chat on November 29th at 10 a.m. EST on the YSL Beauty YouTube channel.
owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation by Katherine Burns and Mike Urema, with musical arrangements by Josh Lamoureux, directed by Aaron Stewart. See this delightful musical comedy set in a small town where Mark Grimsworth aims to create the ultimate Christmas for his family while maintaining his streak in the annual Holiday Lights contest. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation, November 29th through December 15th. Sponsored by this station and these pro arts businesses.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Want to talk to Santa Claus himself?
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
That's right, folks. Santa will be live on the air December 12th from 6:05 to 7 p.m. Tune in to Heroes of the North State, hosted by Michelle Slade of My Umbrella Marketing. Tell Santa your Christmas wishes or just say hi. So mark your calendar for December 12th. Tell a friend and talk to Santa live while making magical memories. Call 530-605-4566 or 530-605-4567.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us right now with your questions. The number here is 888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, just go to moneypit.com/ask and post your question by clicking the blue microphone button.
Lynn in Arkansas is online and needs some help with the chimney. What can we do for you?
Well, I have a 1980s brick fireplace. It is surrounded by library paneling, so the brick surface area is just the hearth and a row of bricks on either side of the fireplace and perhaps two rows of bricks above the fireplace until it meets the mantle and then library paneling from there up. I want to give it a facade, and I thought about stuccoing it or plaster of Paris or perhaps tiling it. I want to attempt to do this myself, and I didn't know if I was overstepping my boundaries.
Leslie, I think the tiling is kind of a cool idea because that would be very attractive on a fireplace. I like that a lot better than stuccoing it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I even like outside of tiling, you can face it with marble or a granite, mm-hmm. and that can really look beautiful, and you can do that in a fuller sheet. They almost do it in three pieces, and that looks stunning. You can also do it in a faux stone, so it looks like a ledge stone or a river rock. You know, that really gives it some characteristic. I mean, it's gorgeous that way.
Could this go directly on top of the brick, or would I need to prep the brick? I imagine I would need to seal the brick grout lines to make it a smooth finish. Perhaps
no, because the well, I mean, the tile could pretty much go over that.
Right, and you're
adhesive.
It
might be a little tricky. Yeah, you would adhere it right to the brick. It might be a little tricky on the grout, but I don't think you have to put any kind of sheathing over it or anything like that.
Okay,
I mean,
cool. Very
I
good.
Wouldn't. I think your adhesive is going to be enough. The only instance is if you had, like, a super uneven surface. Like, I had mm-hmm. a very old fireplace that the surface was... It almost was like a coral, but it was like this old cement stucco that looked like coral that was all uneven. And I put, you know, a cement board over that just to give me a level playing field. But if you've got an even surface, I think that's the way to go.
Wonderful. Okay, I'm going to try this.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, when you're shopping for appliances, one thing most consumers are looking for above all else is whether that brand is reliable. Now, Consumer Reports can help you determine that with their 6th annual appliance brand reliability rankings. Now, the rankings, which are based on survey data from over 400,000 appliances purchased over the last 10 years, assesses the dependability of various appliance brands, including refrigerators, dishwashers, microwaves, ranges, cooktops, wall ovens, washing machines, and dryers. I mean, they've really covered everything.
This is such valuable information. So if you're in the market for a new appliance, these rankings are definitely worth reviewing, and they're available at consumerreports.org. And you might be surprised at what you learn. For example, Speed Queen, which is traditionally known for making the commercial machines that we see in laundromats, re-entered the residential market a few years back and now ranks number one in reliability for washers and dryers. That's actually over the last 2 years, the last two rankings they did, Speed Queen was number one for reliability. So that's pretty impressive.
And you know, that's what I bought myself just last year.
Good choice.
I mean, it's great. It works very efficiently. It cleans everything wonderfully. I've had no issues, so I'm very, very happy with that purchase. Now, here's another surprise that we learned. Viking, known for their high-end ranges and classic styling and premium price. I mean, they can be pricey. They've been identified as the least reliable appliance brand, which is super surprising.
Yeah, and very sad for such a classic appliance like a Viking. So you got to do your homework, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Glenn, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Hi. I was calling to find out. I was looking to purchase used a propane heat stove for the house to replace my wood stove. And my question is, I live in town in a home now that has natural gas. And I'm wondering if a propane stove could work in a natural gas environment.
Not unless it has a new burner put into it, because the burners are different for propane and for natural gas, Glenn. So you can't just use one in place of the other. You have to have a different burner because the orifice, the size of the holes where the gas comes out, is different.
Oh, okay. Now I know I've had experience in taking something that's natural gas and converting it. I would guess then you would make it smaller.
Same idea, yeah. And you have to have the right parts to do that.
Okay, so it sounds like probably more than a project and probably more expensive than I would want to tackle.
Probably, yeah. You might be just want to pick up a new stove. By the time you get the parts for it, you'll probably be halfway there, and this way you'll be starting clean. Okay.
Well, thank you for letting me know that, and I really appreciate your help. I enjoy listening to the show.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit on your holiday weekend. Give us a call anytime, 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, if you're finding that you need more storage room in your house, your attic could be an option, but only if it has a solid floor. We're going to share some tips on the best way to add attic floor space without impacting your home's structure or insulation when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
DimeTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtry, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy.
Perfect for seat walls, lighting columns, and more, Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for that customized natural dry stack look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease.
To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com. Now's a great time to remodel your kitchen or bathroom before the holidays. You can add a new granite countertop at a fraction of the cost with the revolutionary products from Deich Coatings. The new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit makes it easier than ever to get granite countertops in just a weekend. This DIY project rolls on a granite surface that's as smooth as glass. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It spreads easily over your existing countertops and other hard surfaces, transforming them into new smooth stone surfaces that look and perform just like real granite. The project is as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's premium real stone surface you can add right over your existing countertop. The introductory price is just $229 for a kit covering 40 square feet or $149 for a kit covering 20 square feet, all with free shipping. Perfect for bathrooms and kitchens. Shop online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of the revolutionary Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit. Transform your existing surfaces with real stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Got some home improvement questions on your holiday wish list, but you're like, who should I ask? Santa? I don't know. Who's going to help me? Guys, The Money Pit. We're here to help you out. So whatever it is that you are working on, definitely reach out to Team Money Pit.
Yeah, you can follow The Money Pit podcast also at moneypit.com/podcast. You'll find us on Apple. You'll find us on Spotify. Pretty much everywhere you have podcast platforms, we are there. Or you can just go to moneypit.com/podcast, and we'll walk you through the process.
We've got a great reason for you to reach out to Team Money Pit as well. Up for grabs is the new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit. I mean, if you're looking for a project to make your house look amazing this holiday season before the rest of your guests arrive, it's a DIY kit that can help you transform any sort of countertop, tabletop, vanity top from your normal surface there to something that looks like a true granite surface. I mean, it is a real stone resurfacing system. It's super simple to apply. It rolls on, comes in 6 colors, including a beautiful new silver ice white. Now, this kit retails for $149 or $229, depending on how much space you want to cover. You can check it out at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com.
Yep, it's available with free shipping. The new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit is also going out to one listener drawn at random. If you'd like to receive it, make that you and call us with your questions. You might just be the lucky winner. 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you'd like to pick up some storage space, flooring your attic could be a great option, but you have to do it cautiously. Because doing so the wrong way means that you could weaken the structure of your home, squash your insulation, or find yourself with one foot planted firmly through the sheetrock in the ceiling below. Very Christmas vacation, sort of half in one floor, in the other. Now, the key here to installing a successful attic flooring project is to complete the project without damaging the roof or the floor structure or weakening the existing attic insulation. First of all, you need to know what kind of roof structure you have. Is it made from trusses or from conventional lumber?
Now, if the roof structure was designed with prefabricated trusses, your attic was definitely not designed for storage. There is, however, a possible solution. If you keep the storage weight to a minimum, you may be able to build a storage platform above the insulation simply by attaching some horizontal supporting beams to the sides of the trusses. Now, even easier, you can use a prefabricated attic floor kit, which is specifically designed to raise the attic floor above the insulation. Now, if your home was built with standard conventional lumber, your risk of causing structural issues is less, but you still need to be sensible when you install that floor. The beams you would be installing the subflooring on are actually ceiling joists at the top of the ceiling joists from the floor below. And these are designed really to hold up a drywall ceiling, and they're usually not strong enough to support a floor loaded with your rusty barbell collection. So you got to use your head.
Yeah, and another thing that you want to think about is your home's energy efficiency, which almost always suffers when that attic is converted for storage. Since most attics need about 16 inches or more of insulation, the insulation is always thicker than the ceiling joists or trusses. And when you add that floor, it can cause that insulation to compress, and then it reduces the efficiency of the fiberglass insulation. So you really need to consider that as well.
Now, a good solution here is to add flooring to an area just around the attic door opening. And this way, you can pick up some storage without disturbing the insulation through the rest of the attic.
Gloria in Massachusetts on the line and needs some help keeping things quiet. What can we do for you?
I live in a condominium. There are three floors. I'm in the middle floor. The person over me has put wooden floors in throughout her condominium. I feel like I'm living in a bowling alley. She gets up at 5 o'clock every morning. She's a school teacher and leaves at 6. There's no way that I can sleep beyond 5.
Wow.
I called MIT looking for some kind of guidance. They said they don't know anything about soundproofing.
Interesting.
Well, that's a little shocking, but okay. but I wouldn't imagine that MIT usually takes, like, you know, tech support help calls like that, but we know a little bit about soundproofing, so I can give you a couple of ideas.
Great.
Now, because you're in a condominium, I guess you probably need to get permission to do this, but there is there's two ways to soundproof this ceiling that I can think of. So one of which is that, well, in both cases, you're going to have to add another layer of drywall on top of the one that's there now. And there's two ways to do this. There is a product called green glue, which is kind of like a silicone looking like greenish caulk. And you need an extraordinarily large amount of it. But basically you apply it to the ceiling and then the drywall gets put on top of that. And it creates sort of a damper that absorbs some of the sound. The easier way to do it is there is actually sound resistant drywall. One of them is called Quiet Rock. And it's sound deadening sort of built into the drywall sheet. You'll find that it's very heavy, but it's pretty effective. And that would be installed in a traditional way. Again, probably screwed right through into the current ceiling. And then, of course, you have to tape and spackle all the joints. But where most people miss an opportunity of soundproofing is around the fixtures that come through the ceiling or the walls, if that's the case.
I luckily have none.
You have none. So you have no lights or anything that comes through that ceiling. It's
no.
Just a plain flat ceiling. Well,
no.
Then it's pretty easy, you know, and you could probably have a general contractor do this or a carpenter do this for you, but you're going to have to re-drywall the ceiling with sound resistant drywall like Quiet Rock, and you'll find that at Lowe's. There's another one that's called Quiet Fix, and there's one called Sound Break. And just keep in mind, though, that you're not going to completely silence those heels from your upstairs school teacher that gets up at 5 in the morning, but it will be a lot better.
if you install this properly. So I think the easiest thing to do would probably be to pick up at Lowe's since it's so readily available.
Okay.
And then have a contractor install it. And keep in mind
that.
you're going to have to you know, tape all of the seams
that
you normally would.
Paint the
ceiling between the walls and the ceiling. You may have to either tape that or use molding to cover that seam. So it's a bit of a project, and you're going to want to move all your furniture out while this goes on. But I think it'll make a big difference for you, especially since you're so sensitive to that sound. Maybe you'll get some better sleep that way.
Yeah, but make sure that your board approves everything. Whoever you've got to ask, make sure they're okay with it before you invest this.
I will do that. Thank you so very, very much for your help.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for spending your weekend with us here at the Money Pit. Just ahead, Brandon needs help with an old house electrical problem. He wants to know how to convert two-prong outlets to three. That's next on the Money Pit.
You live in a Money Pit.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. To thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country, North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Podcast.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Brandon wrote into Team Money Pit and would like to add three-prong outlets to his 1940s house. He says, I have a home that was built in the 40s, and all of my outlets are two-prong with no grounded wire. I was wondering, should I replace this receptacle with a three-prong outlet or ground it to the box, or is this something I should hire an electrician for?
Maybe. If there's no grounding wire in the outlet, you might be able to ground it to the metal electrical box that the outlet is in, but only if that is grounded. You need to use a voltage tester to determine this. And the other option is to install a GFCI in that outlet. Now, it won't be grounded, but it will detect any ground fault and shut off the power to the outlet. In either event, I do not recommend you do this yourself. It's a potentially tricky job. There's a lot of variables, and really it's one that you should use a licensed electrician for.
Definitely, especially because this, you know, has the risk of losing your life. So electricians are your great friends in these projects.
Yeah, there's that. Well, if your home feels small and you're planning to move, staging the home before potential buyers show up can definitely help create a positive first impression. But staging almost always involves getting rid of a lot of what made your home crowded in the first place. Leslie explains some tips to get through that process in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, I can remember when I bought our home, geez, like 24 years ago, and it was just Ed and myself at that point. Within like 2 weeks, I remember my dad saying like, wow, you guys are really filled up this place. So, guys, you have to remember that what causes a lot of people to leave their homes is because they've become too small for them. So if your house is cluttered, if you've got too much furniture or knickknacks spilling out of every nook and cranny, it is not going to be very appealing to those potential buyers who are coming from an equally crowded space. Now, another common mistake sellers make is expecting that potential home buyers will share their personal sense of style and decor, and that's probably not going to happen, you guys. So if you happen to love huge antique armoires from the 1920s or crazy blue countertops or, you know, all kinds of very personalized things, try to change it to something more neutral. Get rid of the big stuff. I mean, you really want people to be able to imagine their own stuff in your space. You also want to keep in mind that potential buyers are very nosy by nature, and they will, and I'm telling you they will, open every cupboard and closet and inspect every nook and cranny of your house when they are touring. So you want to make sure that your staging efforts include emptying out those cupboards and closets so that they look spacious and inviting and say like, ooh, all your stuff is going to fit so nice in here. But don't pay attention to the 20 trash bags that were just here yesterday outside. I mean, seriously, you don't have to empty everything out completely, but think about 50% full should kind of be the limit. Now, for much of the same reasons, you want to limit wall decorations to fewer and larger pieces of artwork and include a few strategically placed mirrors because that does help expand the space and reflect a lot of the home's best assets. Now, once you've cleared out the space, it's okay to accessorize what's left, but kind of limit it to uncluttered groupings of kind of, you know, two or three items. I always go odd numbers. I don't know why. It's just a designer thing. So like three or five, depending on what it is, you guys. But when it comes to staging, remember, less is more. The less stuff you have, the more you will make on the sale.
Good point. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, winter weather can be especially hard on your home's plumbing system, especially if your pipes freeze and break. We're going to share easy ways to prevent a frozen plumbing pipe disaster on the next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Want to talk to Santa Claus himself?
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
That's right, folks. Santa will be live on the air December 12th from 6.05 to 7 p.m. Tune in to Heroes of the North State, hosted by Michelle Slade of My Umbrella Marketing. Tell Santa your Christmas wishes or just say hi. So mark your calendar for December 12th. Tell a friend and talk to Santa live while making magical memories. Call 530-605-4566 or 530-605-4567.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A massive search continues for the man suspected of killing an insurance executive in New York.
Chief of Detectives Joe Kenny tells CNN video shows the gunman left the scene on a bicycle Wednesday morning. He later ditched the bike.
And then from there, we have him in a taxi cab, and the taxi cab takes him up to 178th Street and Broadway.
There is a bus terminal there.
We have video of him entering the Port Authority bus terminal. We don't have any video of him exiting, so we believe he may have gotten on a bus.
The terminal offers service to cities like Boston and Washington, D.C. The reason for the killing remains unknown. I'm Ed Donahue.
A $50,000 reward from the FBI is offered for information leading to an arrest and conviction. Also at townhall.com, political observer Ben Domenech says when it comes to artificial intelligence, the United States has fallen behind sharply.
We are seeing China, you know, really outpace us in recent years in ways that we don't fully understand yet. You know, certainly it's something we're all paying attention to, but it's something that can't be allowed to happen in such a critical time.
Domestic policy expert Matt Continetti says he wasn't surprised when President Biden pardoned his son so much as by the scope of that pardon.
He's not just pardoning Hunter for the crimes for which a jury found him guilty, the tax evasion crime and the gun charge. He's pardoning Hunter for all crimes he may have committed over a period of 11-some years.
Continetti says it raises questions about what President Biden may be trying to conceal about his own connection with Hunter's suspected influence peddling activities over the years. Donald Trump in Paris attending the reopening of the iconic Notre Dame Cathedral. The cathedral has reopened its doors for the first time since a devastating fire nearly destroyed the structure years ago. Also attending First Lady Jill Biden and Prince William, and had dozens of heads of states from around the world. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan. New contracts.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
A new Senate study finds 94% of federal employees work from home. Bob Agnew has the story.
According to the study, just 6% of federal workers do their jobs in an office full-time, and a third are fully remote. Government office buildings have an occupancy rate of just 12%, despite the fact the federal government spends $16 billion every year to operate them. Elon Musk, co-chair of incoming President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, has signaled federal workers should have to return to work in their government office buildings. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Agriculture Department has ordered testing of the nation's milk supply for bird flu to better monitor the spread of the virus in dairy cattle. Officials say raw or unpasteurized milk from dairy farms and processors nationwide must be tested on request starting December 16th. Testing will begin in six states: California, Colorado, Michigan, Mississippi, Oregon, and Pennsylvania. More news online at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A member of the city government in Boston is in trouble, U.S. Attorney Joshua Levy.
Boston City Council member Tanya Fernandez Anderson was arrested on federal public corruption charges. These six felony charges stem from an alleged kickback scheme that she orchestrated to obtain several thousand dollars in taxpayer money in exchange for a bribe she paid to a staffer who gave her a very large bonus.
The indictment that was returned by a federal judge jury earlier this week. It was 83 years ago today when Japan bombed Pearl Harbor, killing more than 2,300 American servicemen and launching the United States into World War II. Two survivors returned to Hawaii today for a remembrance ceremony. Each man was more than 100 years of age. When you log on to townhall.com, you'll find analysis, full stories, more headlines, and much more at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Padron 60th Anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape, handcrafted by one master roller using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2333. 345 or 1-800-773-2345.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free. So call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from, they can truly thrive. Like Marta.
And now we'll hear from our class valedictorian, who with her hard work never ceases to amaze us. Please welcome Marta Moreno.
And Alex.
Hey, Alex, how did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
I knew it. Let's meet up later to celebrate.
And Diego.
Mom! I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Feedingamerica.org/act now. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut brain, and immune health. Dr. Ohira's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. For a superior probiotic formula, get Dr. Ohira's probiotics today at fine natural health retailers nationwide and online.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman and 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Ready? Go!
Okay, doctor.
Operation!
No, the most amazing care.
They changed my life.
Highest hospital for children! Yay!
Because people just like you, kids like me, can play in the game of life.
Thank you!
Go to loveshriners.org right away. Thank you!
This is Nat King Cole wishing you all a happy and a Merry Christmas.
The joy of living is in the giving. So let's give lots of toys for tots.
Since 1947, the United States Marine Corps has been helping Santa fill his sleigh, making happier holidays for deserving children right in your community. Go to toysfortots.org and learn how you can make a difference.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
Well, I picked up a couple things, but mainly that it's important to take these small opportunities and create something huge out of them. So if you're like somebody who's at the bottom of the corporate ladder, it's important to really try to push yourself and keep going, just as Jonathan did. Like, that is incredible to me, and I really hope to do something just like that.
Yeah, I think you certainly got it, right? You know, starting at the bottom of an organization when you come in, there's no shame in that, and being able to set yourself apart from individuals there and do what it takes and what's asked of you goes a long way.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I'm gonna hate it.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And this is episode 2471. You can listen when you want by following the show at moneypit.com/podcast. Hey, I hope you guys are having a great weekend. If you are planning a project for this weekend and need some help, that would be a great topic to reach out to us for. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can go to moneypit.com/ask. So if you've got a project you want to get done, need help solving a problem, you got a decorating dilemma, whatever you want to get done in and around your house, we can probably offer a solution that will move the project along. If you help yourself first by reaching out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Hey, coming up on today's episode, winter can be very rough on roofs, and it's a good time to plan for repair, rejuvenation, or replacements. We're going to tell you what those options are and how you know when to make that call.
And if you're in the market for a new appliance, you might be surprised to find out which brands ranked the most reliable and which ranked the least. We're going to share the results of Consumer Reports' latest reliability rankings.
And if you're finding you need more storage room in your house, your attic might be an option, but only if it's got a solid floor. So we're going to share tips on the best way to add floor space without impacting your home's structure or its energy efficiency.
But first, do you feel like you're in a constant game of tug of war with your house and that your house is winning? Well, we are here to help you take back that lead. Plus, we are also giving away the new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit to one listener drawn at random. With this kit, you can add a smooth-as-glass granite surface right over your old countertop.
So reach out to us right now with your questions. The number again is 888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or go to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Jill in Washington's on the line with a question about a foundation. What's going on in your money pit?
We're having a small house built up here in the great, beautiful state of Washington, and the builder is recommending a double set of, how do I say it, for drainage. He wants to really be sure that the drainage all is tight-lined. One system will be tight-lined that joins with the downspouts from the roof, and then the other is kind of like a perforated long 200-foot piece of hose with a sleeve over it. Do you recommend both of those? Is that overkill, or how would you do it?
So we're talking about surface drainage here, or we're talking about gutter drainage, or both? These sounds like, from your description, that these are all running away from the house. Is that right?
Yes. He wants it around the, they've simply just finished the foundation and are about to do the backfill. Before they do the backfill, they want two drainage systems put in place. One is a hard, I'm not sure of the correct terminology, it's a 4-inch pipe.
Yeah, one's for the downspouts and one's for the foundation, is that correct?
Correct. Exactly.
No, I mean, I think he's doing it right, and those steps will help. The one really important thing is that when he's done with this, is not only do those downspouts have to be extended away from the house, but you want to make sure that that finished grade also has a pitch that drops at least about 6 inches over the first 4 feet, because with new construction, you'll get a lot of settlement, and you got to have good pitch. But if you have downspouts that are extended out away from the house and you have good pitch, you'll never have to worry about a water infiltration problem. And I also don't suspect that those additional foundation drains will really come into use much, if at all. But since it's all fully open right now, there's no harm in doing that.
Okay. So it's just bite the bullet and just put both systems in.
Yeah. Now, have they put the gutters in yet?
Oh, no. The house isn't even built yet. No.
Okay.
So
here's a good tip. Most builders are going to put in what's called a 4-inch K-style gutter. That's a standard gutter. Opt for the next size up. It's a 6-inch gutter for two reasons. Number one, it holds more runoff from your roof. It doesn't get overwhelmed. And number two, it doesn't clog as easily because the downspouts are much bigger.
I see. What a great tip.
Okay. And they're not that much more expensive either.
Great. Well, you know what? When we get to that point, I'm going to call the show back and because it always rains up here, and I will let you know that we took your grand advice and how it all came out.
All right. Can't wait. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Good luck with that brand new home.
Thank you so much.
Building a new Money Pit.
Building something new that will become a Money Pit.
That's right. As beautiful and luxurious as these homes are, we know that everybody's house becomes a Money Pit sooner or later. And so that's why we're in the Money Pit prevention business.
All right, next up we've got Randall on the line joining us here at the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Got a condo. The condominium complex was built in probably the early 60s to the mid-60s. I did a recent renovation of the entire complex, and when they completed the plumbing process in my bathroom, after they finished everything, they put new faucets, new tub shower combo, and now whenever you turn on any of the water faucets, there's a rusty brown color that comes from the faucet, and only comes out for about 3 to 5 seconds, and then it clears immediately and goes away. But I never had this problem ever before prior to doing the renovation, and I don't have it in any of the other rooms except for the master bedroom that is kind of connected to the same pipes. So I'm just wondering if my plumber had put in the wrong piping to go into the fixtures, or if it's rust that's built up in the old pipes since it's such an older complex.
Anything is possible. It's kind of hard to diagnose why that's happening, but I'll tell you where the solution lies, and it's not that complicated of a project, and that's at the main water line when it comes into the unit. what I would do is I would put a whole house water filter right there. They're not terribly expensive. You do have to turn off the main water line, and this is a plumbing job, so you'd have to hire a plumber for it to cut in the filter. But the filters can last anywhere from 3 months to a year or more, depending on which, you know, type of system you buy. And the filter at that level is designed to take out the bigger particulates like rust. You know, it can improve taste, but it's mostly designed to take out particulates. So if you put it there, no matter where it's coming from, that will pull it out.
Now, let me ask a question, because I was told possibly that I need to flush my hot water heater.
I mean, I guess it's possible, but frankly, I don't really see the need to do hot water heater flushing unless you have really hard water. I don't think you can't really hurt it by doing it. But I will tell you, sometimes when you do flush the water heater, you will find that the valve at the bottom, you can open it, but then it becomes hard to close. It doesn't close all the way. You also have to release the pressure relief valve on the side, and that also can get kind of clogged with debris, and sometimes it doesn't close all the way. So if you do take on that project, keep in mind that you might end up having to do more than you counted on, because what you would do is turn the water valves off to it at the top, and then you would open up the hose at the bottom. You would probably have a rubber hose connected to that, by the way, going to a sink, and you would have to pull open the tab on the pressure relief valve on the side to let air into the tank, otherwise it won't drain. So,
okay.
I mean, it's possible that you can do that, but I'm very cautious about that, because I know from experience that sometimes when you mess with those valves that haven't been opened or touched in years, they don't always go back.
Right, right. Okay. All right, great. I really appreciate Cheryl's comments and help, and I'll lean maybe towards the filter system like you were discussing, and I'll go from there.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Hope you have had a wonderful Thanksgiving and you're kicking off the holiday season doing all of the things you love with the people you love. Coming up this hour, is your roof ready for replacement? We're going to share how to know if your roof's got to go next.
Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete 1-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master.
Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and you are listening to The Money Pit, where we make DIY doable. So whether you're doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
If you guys reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, you'll get two things. One, you'll get the answer to your home improvement or decor question. And two, you might just get a chance to win the new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit. This is a new DIY kit from Deich Coatings and allows homeowners to add a smooth as glass granite surface over countertops, tables, vanities, you name it. It's a real stone resurfacing system. It looks and performs just like real granite. The kits retail for $149 or $229, depending on whether you want to cover 20 or 40 square feet. They're available online with free shipping at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. We've got one of the new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kits going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Call us now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Catherine's on the line and needs some help, particularly with a holiday gift. What's going on?
My daughter has a white marble countertop that is very badly stained. I wonder if that product you were just talking about, if it is something that can go over existing stained marble. If it is, that might be what they get for Christmas.
Yeah, you're talking about Deich Coatings product. It's called Marble Dream, and it's a marble resurfacing kit. Now, Deich does tell us that the product will work over stone. So that's what you have there. It works over laminate, concrete, plywood, stone, pre-coated and solid surfaces. So I do think you could use the marble resurfacing kit on top of real marble that's completely worn out. And it's a pretty easy project to do. You can do it in a week, and you basically put on the Marble Dream base coats first, and you let that dry, and then you put a sealant on top of that, and you're pretty much good to go. Not terribly expensive either. So check that out at DeichCoatings.com. It's DeichCoatings.com. And, yes, I think it would be great under the holiday tree as well.
I was going to say, that makes a pretty good gift. Now, if you were going to give the gift and do the project, that's an even better gift.
That'd be a better gift. Well, now that we are in the roughest weather season of the year, it's a good time to plan for roof repair, rejuvenation, or a replacement that might be needed to be done to keep your home nice and dry. But what is the smartest way to go? Repair, replace, or rejuvenate?
Well, first of all, you've got to evaluate the wear and tear situation of your roof. Now, roof shingles are made from a glass fiber that's covered with an asphalt coating. And as the sun heats that roof, the asphalt dries out. So you got to check the roof for signs of wear and tear, like worn spots, cracked shingles, curled shingles, or even just missing shingles.
Now, if your roof is leaking, the first thing to check is the roof flashing. That could be the only cause of your leak. Now, if flashing is loose or it's deteriorated, it's probably responsible for most of those roof leaks. So you really need to check that out first, because that's actually not a terrible thing to have to fix.
Now, if you do need to replace your roof and have a single layer of shingles, you can usually add one additional layer of shingles right on top to give you a total of two layers, but we really don't recommend this. And here's why. A second roof layer, it's not going to cool as well in those hot summer months, and that will help it wear out a lot quicker than those single layer roofs would. Now, if you've got a worn section and maybe it's just limited to a kind of small area, you can repair it. But if the entire roof is looking this way, you really have to start thinking about rejuvenation or simply replacing.
Now, if your roof is only moderately worn, rejuvenation is a great option. Now, one of our longtime sponsors, RoofMax, does this. They developed a process where your roof is treated with a plant-based food-grade non-toxic oil, which can add 5 or more years of life to the roof. It's a safe, easy, proven, and very affordable alternative that can be done at a fraction of the cost of a roof replacement. We did this to a house my mom was moving out of in Florida, and man, it worked great. Got the house sold and restored the roof for another 5 years.
Now, if you do need to replace your roof and you have a single layer of shingles up there, you can usually add an additional layer right on top for a total of 2 layers of shingles, but we really don't recommend doing this. And here's why. A second roof layer is going to make it not cool as well during those hot summer months, and then that causes those shingles to wear out a lot more quickly than a single layer of roofing would.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Reading Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for the freshest top shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
the bottom of the concrete, and sort of the cream comes to the top, and that's what gives you that nice finish. And you'll sort of work the concrete smooth and then work your way out the door. So I think it's as simple as putting in a concrete slab floor.
So anything like a dust cover?
Yeah, I mean, you can. There's plastic dust covers and things like that, but, I mean, you want a floor that you could actually use. So the concrete is the best way to go.
Okay. All right.
I mean, you could probably do something with brick pavers, but it'd be a lot of work because you'd have to cut all those round edges.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Happy holidays, everybody. If you are in the market for gifting yourself a new appliance, you might be surprised to find out which brands ranked the most reliable and which ranked the least. We're going to share the results of Consumer Reports' latest reliability rankings when the Money Pit returns. 888 Money Pit.
YSL Beauty is bringing together experts from around the world to host a live stream during the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. A shocking 4 women are killed by their partner or ex-partner every single day in the US. Here's Julia Love, founder of the Abuse Is Not Love program, on what to expect from the stream and to explain the global call to action on healthy relationship education in our schools.
Research shows that young people often lack education on what an abusive or a healthy relationship looks like, and those aged 16 to 24 are disproportionately affected by IPV. On this live stream, we'll be discussing the warning signs of abuse and how to better seek or offer help. Abuse in relationships is a global issue that requires a collective approach. So this is also a call to action to start implementing healthy relationship education everywhere and preventing intimate partner violence before it starts. To find out more, tune into the live stream chat on November 29th at 10 a.m. EST on the YSL Beauty YouTube channel.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community.
From Tucson, Arizona, Esperanza and Escalante hosted their first veteran resource fair to help the community. They're a nonprofit that provides transitional housing and other resources to veterans who are in need of assistance. I've been here since July. It helps keep me off the streets, said Benny Howell, a resident and an Army veteran. I appreciate them helping me out so I can get my own place with my dog, hopefully soon. The nonprofit also offers social rehabilitation, assistance with VA programs, and with disability income if applicable.
Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
A storm is brewing in Washington, D.C. Can President Trump avoid the pitfalls of all two-term presidents? And what's the secret behind 2026? We've got the answers on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us right now with your questions. The number here is 888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, just go to moneypit.com/ask and post your question by clicking the blue microphone button.
Lynn in Arkansas is online and needs some help with the chimney. What can I do for you?
Well, I have a 1980s brick fireplace. It is surrounded by library paneling, so the brick surface area is just the hearth and a row of bricks on either side of the fireplace and perhaps two rows of bricks above the fireplace until it meets the mantle and then library paneling from there up. I want to give it a facade, and I thought about stuccoing it or plaster of Paris or perhaps tiling it. I want to attempt to do this myself, and I didn't know if I was overstepping my boundaries.
Leslie, I think the tiling is kind of a cool idea because that would be very attractive on a fireplace. I like that a lot better than stuccoing it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I even like outside of tiling, you can face it with marble or a granite, and that can really look beautiful, and you can do that in a fuller sheet. They almost do it in three pieces, and that looks stunning. You can also do it in a faux stone, so it looks like a ledge stone or a river rock. You know, that really gives it some characteristic. I mean, it's gorgeous that way.
Could this go directly on top of the brick, or would I need to prep the brick? I imagine I would need to seal the brick grout lines to make it a smooth finish, perhaps.
No, because the well, I mean, the tile could pretty much go over that.
Right, and you're adhesive.
It might be a little tricky. Yeah, you would adhere it right to the brick. It might be a little tricky on the grout, but I don't think you have to put any kind of sheathing over it or anything like that.
Okay,
I mean,
cool.
I wouldn't. I think your adhesive is going to be enough. The only instance is if you had, like, a super uneven surface. Like, I had a very old fireplace that the surface was, it almost was like a coral, but it was like this old cement stucco that looked like coral that was all uneven. And I put, you know, a cement board over that just to give me a level playing field. But if you've got an even surface, I think that's the way to go.
Wonderful. Okay, I'm going to try this.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, when you're shopping for appliances, one thing most consumers are looking for above all else is whether that brand is reliable. Now, Consumer Reports can help you determine that with their 6th annual appliance brand reliability rankings. Now, the rankings, which are based on survey data from over 400,000 appliances purchased over the last 10 years, assesses the dependability of various appliance brands, including refrigerators, dishwashers, microwaves, ranges, cooktops, wall ovens, washing machines, and dryers. I mean, they've really covered everything.
This is such valuable information. So if you're in the market for a new appliance, these rankings are definitely worth reviewing, and they're available at consumerreports.org. And you might be surprised at what you learn. For example, Speed Queen, which is traditionally known for making the commercial machines that we see in laundromats, re-entered the residential market a few years back and now ranks number one in reliability for washers and dryers. That's actually over the last 2 years, the last two rankings they did, Speed Queen was number one for reliability. So that's pretty impressive.
And you know, that's what I bought myself just last year.
Good choice.
I mean, it's great. It works very efficiently. It cleans everything wonderfully. I've had no issues, so I'm very, very happy with that purchase. Now, here's another surprise that we learned. Viking, known for their high-end ranges and classic styling and premium price. I mean, they can be pricey. They've been identified as the least reliable appliance brand, which is super surprising.
Yeah, and very sad for such a classic appliance like a Viking. So you got to do your homework, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Glenn, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Hi. I was calling to find out. I was looking to purchase used a propane heat stove for the house to replace my wood stove. And my question is, I live in town in a home now that has natural gas, and I'm wondering if a propane stove could work in a natural gas environment.
Not unless it has a new burner put into it, because the burners are different for propane and for natural gas, Glenn. So you can't just use one in place of the other. You have to have a different burner, because the orifice, the size of the holes where the gas comes out, is different.
Oh, okay. Now, I know I've had experience in taking something that's natural gas and converting it. I would guess then you would make it smaller.
Same idea, yeah. And you have to, you know, have the right parts to do that.
Okay, so it sounds like probably more than a project and probably more expensive than I would want to tackle.
Probably, yeah. You might be just want to pick up a new stove. By the time you get the parts for it, you'll probably be halfway there, and this way you'll be starting clean. Okay?
Well, thank you for letting me know that, and I really appreciate your help, and I enjoy listening to the show.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit on your holiday weekend. Give us a call anytime, 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, if you're finding that you need more storage room in your house, your attic could be an option, but only if it has a solid floor. We're going to share some tips on the best way to add attic floor space without impacting your home's structure or insulation when the Money Pit returns. FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtry, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy.
Perfect for seat walls, lighting columns, and more, Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for that customized natural dry stack look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease.
To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com. Now's a great time to remodel your kitchen or bathroom before the holidays. You can add a new granite countertop at a fraction of the cost with the revolutionary products from Deich Coatings. The new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit makes it easier than ever to get granite countertops in just a weekend. This DIY project rolls on a granite surface that's as smooth as glass. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It spreads easily over your existing countertops and other hard surfaces, transforming them into new smooth stone surfaces that look and perform just like real granite.
The project is as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's premium real stone surface you can add right over your existing countertop. The introductory price is just $229 for a kit covering 40 square feet or $149 for a kit covering 20 square feet, all with free shipping. Perfect for bathrooms and kitchens. Shop online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DaichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of the revolutionary LuxRock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit. Transform your existing surfaces with real stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Got some home improvement questions on your holiday wish list, but you're like, who should I ask? Santa? I don't know. Who's going to help me? Guys, The Money Pit. We're here to help you out. So whatever it is that you are working on, definitely reach out to Team Money Pit.
Yeah, you can follow The Money Pit podcast also at moneypit.com/podcast. You'll find us on Apple. You'll find us on Spotify. Pretty much everywhere you have podcast platforms, we are there. Or you can just go to moneypit.com/podcast, and we'll walk you through the process.
We've got a great reason for you to reach out to Team Money Pit as well. Up for grabs is the new LuxRock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit. I mean, if you're looking for a project to make your house look amazing this holiday season before the rest of your guests arrive, it's a DIY kit that can help you transform any sort of countertop, tabletop, vanity top from your normal surface there to something that looks like a true granite surface. I mean, it is a real stone resurfacing system. It's super simple to apply. It rolls on, comes in six colors, including a beautiful new silver ice white. Now, this kit retails for $149 or $229, depending on how much space you want to cover. You can check it out at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Celebrate Christmas Eve and Day at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy homestyle turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us for Christmas Eve or Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holiday special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
I wouldn't imagine an MIT usually takes, like, you know, tech support help calls like that, but we know a little bit about soundproofing, so I can give you a couple of ideas.
Great.
Now, because you're in a condominium, I guess you probably need to get permission to do this, but there is there's two ways to soundproof this ceiling that I can think of. So one of which is that, well, in both cases, you're going to have to add another layer of drywall on top of the one that's there now. And
all right.
There's two ways to do this. There is a product called Green Glue, which is kind of like a silicone looking like greenish caulk, and you need an extraordinarily large amount of it, but basically you apply it to the ceiling and then the drywall gets put on top of that and it creates sort of a damper that absorbs some of the sound. The easier way to do it is there is actually sound resistant drywall. One of them is called Quiet Rock. And it's sound deadening sort of built into the drywall sheet. You'll find that it's very heavy, but it's pretty effective. And that would be installed in a traditional way. Again, probably screwed right through into the current ceiling. And then, of course, you have to tape and spackle all the joints. But where most people miss an opportunity of soundproofing is around the fixtures that come through the ceiling or the walls, if that's the case.
I luckily have none.
You have none. So you have no lights or anything that comes through that ceiling. It's
no.
Just a plain flat ceiling. Well,
no.
Then it's pretty easy, you know, and you could probably have a general contractor do this or a carpenter do this for you, but you're going to have to re-drywall the ceiling with sound-resistant drywall like Quiet Rock, and you'll find that at Lowe's. There's another one that's called Quiet Fix, and there's one called Sound Break. And just keep in mind, though, that you're not going to completely silence those heels from your upstairs school teacher that gets up at 5 in the morning. But it will be a lot better if you install this properly. So I think the easiest thing to do would be probably to pick up at Lowe's since it's so readily available.
Okay.
And then have a contractor install it. And
I will
keep in
do
mind
that.
you're going to have to you know, tape all of the seams that you normally
seams.
Would.
Paint the
ceiling between the walls and the ceiling. You may have to either tape that or use molding to cover that seam. So it's a bit of a project, and you're going to want to move all your furniture out while this goes on. But I think it'll make a big difference for you, especially since you're so sensitive to that sound. Maybe you'll get some better sleep that way.
Yeah, but make sure that your board approves everything. Whoever you've got to ask, make sure they're okay with it before you invest this.
I will do that. Thank you so very, very much for your help.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for spending your weekend with us here at the Money Pit. Just ahead, Brandon needs help with an old house electrical problem. He wants to know how to convert two-prong outlets to three. That's next on the Money Pit.
You live in a Money Pit.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects
prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients...
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2025 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a 2025 Kia Sorento today. Tis the season of new tradition sales events at Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.